Looking for skincare that actually delivers transformative results? YouBeauty combines breakthrough science with simplicity. The multitasking resurfacing compound replaces multiple steps with one powerful yet balanced formula, designed to visibly brighten, smooth, and even skin, while helping minimize the look of pores, dark spots, and fine lines. And it's gentle enough for sensitive skin. Add their super hydrator for up to 48 hours of multi-level hydration that leaves skin looking plump, dewy, and glowing. Streamline your routine and see the difference for yourself. Shop now at YouBeauty.com.
It's cozy season, and nothing compares to wrapping yourself in a Minky Couture blanket. Luxuriously soft, perfectly warm, thoughtfully made. From movie nights to chilly mornings, Minky Couture turns everyday moments into pure comfort. Once you feel it, you'll understand why it's called the original best blanket ever. Visit MinkyCouture.com or a store near you and make this cozy season your softest one yet.
Back to One-on-One with DP. Sponsored by the Downtown Lincoln Foundation on 93.7 The Ticket.
Wrapping up things here on One-on-One, I'm Jake Bachman. Thanks again to Austin Overman for jumping in. You can hear him once again on Old School later today at 3 o'clock. I'll stick around with Terrell for Bach and the Black Chart coming up next here on 93.7 The Ticket. But I've been talking about it. I want to get to it. Some attempts maybe to fix or rescue college sport, at least change the direction in which they're going. Power Four Conference Commissioners are expected to join dozens of sports celebrities and dignitaries on March 6th at the White House in a roundtable discussion with the president about the future of college athletics. Of course, President Trump will be there. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, New York Yankees President Randy Levine are all listed as vice chairs for this meeting. Other people invited, it's just kind of a weird, it's kind of a hodgepodge. So you know that at the beginning. Tiger Woods, Condoleezza Rice, Nick Saban, Mac Brown, Urban Meyer, Adam Silver, Tim Tebow, Charlie Ward, plenty of athletic directors will be in there.
And two presidents with Nebraska ties.
Are there?
Jeffrey Gold.
Okay.
Nebraska president. And Dondi Plowman.
There you go. So Nebraska ties are going to be in on this meeting. Never go over. At least Nebraska will be represented. Mm-hmm. Hopefully. Also, Texas Tech booster and Saving College Sports Commissioner Cody Campbell will be there. Interesting enough, no active head coaches are going to be among the people that go. I also saw.
Do you like that or not?
I mean, you've got Nick Saban and Urban Meyer and Mac Brown in there. So it's not active head coaches, and probably I'd at least like to have a little bit of representation from active head coaches. Yeah.
I think there's a lot of deserving blame that goes on head coaches for getting us to where we're at. Mm. Now, obviously I think you blame the NCAA first with the lack of, you know, professionalism versus amateurism, clear-mindedness, right? That goes back to it all. But Bach, how many of the transfer portal, the schedule issues are because we've catered to current head coaches? You know, maybe it'd be good to have their perspective in there, but also having a bunch of head coaches done enough to get their way already, and it's led to a lot of these issues?
Yeah, you could certainly make that argument. It's just kind of strange when you talk about people that are actively working the jobs,
sure,
not being included. Sure. Nevertheless, again, I think, you know, we've talked about when we ask these college football commissioner questions, a lot of people would point to Nick Saban, and I wouldn't think Mac Brown or Urban Meyer would be far down that list, so... it's interesting. Of course, it's just this is an initial meeting. So there is some question about what's going to be done. One person, that's according to ESPN, one person that is going to go there said it's people who could be involved in help shape the future of college athletics and some of the solutions and strategies to structuring the athletic world going forward. But it says it's so preliminary, it's hard to say anything with any sort of specificity. I can't say that word. I've tried before.
Specificity?
Yes. I've tried that before. I tried to read that. This is the second time I've read into that. Because there hasn't been anything provided to us in writing of that sort yet. So I don't know how much we'll get done, but at least, you know, you're a meeting among many minds.
It's most likely going to be a meeting that could have been an email, but it's also good to get these people face-to-face, I guess. And I'm of two minds, Bach. On the one hand, you're probably not going to solve everything sitting down in one meeting. But wouldn't it be nice to come away from a meeting of the minds like this with something tangible?
Yeah.
You know, I get it. We have to get the lawyers involved. What's legal? That's the basis for a lot of why college sports are where they're at, because so much of what was happening was illegal in a lot of ways. And, you know, I think that there are enough people that want to.
Looking for skincare that actually delivers transformative results? U-Beauty combines breakthrough science with simplicity. The multitasking resurfacing compound replaces multiple steps with one powerful yet balanced formula designed to visibly brighten, smooth, and even skin while helping minimize the look of pores, dark spots, and fine lines. And it's gentle enough for sensitive skin. Add their super hydrator for up to 48 hours of multi-level hydration that leaves skin looking plump, dewy, and glowing. Streamline your routine and see the difference for yourself. Shop now at ubeauty.com.
It's cozy season, and nothing compares to wrapping yourself in a Minky Couture blanket. Luxuriously soft, perfectly warm, thoughtfully made. From movie nights to chilly mornings, Minky Couture turns everyday moments into pure comfort. Once you feel it, you'll understand why it's called the original best blanket ever. Visit MinkyCouture.com or a store near you and make this cozy season your softest one yet.
Preserve what they can of the old system, but enough people that want to just blow it up and start from scratch, that both things are going to be hard to do. You know, so you're going to have to find ways to walk that line, figure out what's worth keeping in what form. And then, fair or not, the college sports fan just sitting at home is going to have some reaction to it. And that, right or wrong, is probably going to guide some of the winds of change. So no matter what actually, you know, gets discussed, I wouldn't even say decided, you know, this meeting, because I doubt much is going to happen. The court of public opinion is absolutely going to hold some sway. You brought together a lot of, you know, reputable big name people, but, you know, are they, like your point, the ones that are actually boots on the ground? Do they have the pulse of, you know, what makes college sports unique? Everyone comes at it with their own perspective, of course, but man, there's just so much to sort through. This could be, you know, a months long conference and you can still get nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, a lot of these folks have been butting heads already. But and of course, the other part is that just because the names that I rattle off were invited doesn't mean they'll show up. So we'll see. I mean, they might kind of view it a similar way. But it is kind of interesting that Saved College Sports is gaining some steam here, because also in a separate story, the Big Ten and the SEC are urging Congress to reject a proposal that would consolidate FBS broadcasting rights, which, of course, as we've known, as we've seen business being done, Big Ten, SEC have clearly got a big lead in that. And so no surprise that they don't want any of that consolidation. But Saving College Sports says pooling FBS media rights could generate billions in new revenue. The Big Ten and SEC says the math doesn't add up and market-driven conference deals will outpace the proposal without federal intervention.
Who was it that said it wouldn't add up?
The Big Ten and SEC.
Really?
The
really?
Leaders.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Doesn't add up. Okay. Weird.
Yeah. So it is interesting because you go through all this, you know, back in the 70s, I think is when it started. I can't remember this exact year, but where these conferences had their different media rights and can put them out there. The NBA still does a lot of their stuff kind of regionally. So it is interesting. I mean, there's certainly an argument on behalf of the Big Ten and SEC that it could, you know, the math might not add up. But I think obviously this is more of an idea to kind of pool together, save whatever structure is of all these sports that aren't in the Big Ten in the SEC. Again, those conferences aren't going to want to give up power, and that would certainly do so. So it just is going to be a battle, as would be expected.
Absolutely. I'll add this, and I know we got to get out of here and get Farley in here. I'll give the title of Black Shirt back once I officially step out of the studio. He can have it back. But I'd be curious to know if college football actually views itself in that kind of mini NFL range. Because, Buck, I think when you think about the media rights specifically from the NFL, it works so well because they pooled everything together. But I don't think there's that just top-level national interest of, you know, biggest sport in the country, you know, I'll just watch whatever's on in college football like there is in the NFL. Sure, yeah. We all have our teams, we all have our allegiances. But what do we talk about, you know, with conferences and rivalries in college? It's regional. And I think that there's still, you know, as much as there is the affinity for a specific team, you know, whoever your NFL team is, you've kind of just grown to understand it's about the Shield. It's about the league. It's about the bigger picture. You know, I know when I go to CBS or Fox, but in college athletics, I think there'd be more of an argument to where, you know, that maybe those top schools agree to some contract that will play X number of times on this network, or, you know, will be scheduled to appear this many times over how many years on the big umbrella media rights package. But there might be some value in doing what the NBA does, right? And having primarily local broadcast for those fans, or Major League Baseball, where they have the Apple, the ESPN, the NBC, whatever, but 90% of the games are available just in the home market, you know, more locally produced. I think that's more the model for college sports, maybe, than the NFL big umbrella model.
And it'll certainly be interesting. Florida State's still arguing for more rights out of the ACC deal. Oh, man. College TV contracts and how they have transformed college football. Certainly a topic that could go on for a long time. But that'll wrap it up for a one-on-one block in the Black shirt coming up next year on 93.7.
Looking for skincare that actually delivers transformative results? U-Beauty combines breakthrough science with simplicity. The multitasking resurfacing compound replaces multiple steps with one powerful yet balanced formula, designed to visibly brighten, smooth, and even skin, while helping minimize the look of pores, dark spots, and fine lines. And it's gentle enough for sensitive skin. Add their super hydrator for up to 48 hours of multi-level hydration that leaves skin looking plump, dewy, and glowing. Streamline your routine and see the difference for yourself. Shop now at ubeauty.com.
It's cozy season, and nothing compares to wrapping yourself in a Minky Couture blanket. Luxuriously soft, perfectly warm, thoughtfully made. From movie nights to chilly mornings, Minky Couture turns everyday moments into pure comfort. Once you feel it, you'll understand why it's called the original best blanket ever. Visit MinkyCouture.com or a store near you and make this cozy season your softest one yet.